Bob Evans is the regional controller with Lachlan SES. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So what's happening in Condo today?
There's still works going on for property protection and doing some surveillance work. There's a couple of areas downstream that is some requesting some support, and the units that we've got down there are providing that support to them this morning down around the Kaiakitu area. We've had several requests for sandbags between Forbes and Condobolin for different properties at the bottom of Lake Cowell and through to Bajirabong and then down. So there's still a lot of work happening. As you said, the peak at Forbes has dropped off and below the major flood level now. But we've still got that that flood water moving downstream.
Has the flood peak been revised for those areas given the slight change at Forbes?
Yeah, it was revised down last week. Originally, the prediction was for 7.3. It was revised down to 7.1 later in the week, and then Friday it was revised down to 7 metres. So Condobolin's come down, and correspondingly places like Yuabalong and downstream will have been revised down to compensate for that lower level at upstream.
Does that make a big difference in terms of the damage that might have come from those higher levels?
It doesn't necessarily make that much difference to the township of Condobolin itself. So it will make a difference to those areas that we've got the evacuation warning out for on North Forbes Road, where we were definitely going to have over the floor inundation on 17 properties down in that area. The expectation now with the revised height is that it will get to floor level on some of those properties. Some will still be inundated, but where we're expecting those 17 to have over the floor, the number will be slightly less.
Now, just being on the phone this morning and chatting to a few people, everyone's feeling reasonably relaxed.
I don't know whether relaxed is the right word. I think the thing is that there's been considerable efforts put in place by the councils, by ourselves, and by the supporting agencies, the Rural Fire Service, Fire and Rescue New South Wales, and in a lot of cases, community volunteers, so that the work that's been put in place, it probably does make them feel comfortable, and it's more prepared than comfortable, I think.
Well, that's a good thing. That's the way you want to be. Have you, Bob, you've been focused on a number of areas as the waters have come through the Lachlan. Have you been impressed with what you've seen, the coordination from council and residents and the other agencies?
I think the support that we've received in this event goes to show that we as an emergency services community have matured greatly over the years, especially since the 1990 floods and thereon. The relationship with the councils that we build up over the years, we develop the rapport and earn each other's trust and confidence, has contributed a great deal. And I think it's a lot to do with the preparedness of communities. The council go a long way to informing their communities and support us in our community engagement activities. So it's matured greatly since in the last 20 years.
Fantastic. So the focus around Bajirabong and Waru?
Waru and Bajirabong are a concern for us today because the peak of the river is in that area. We've had reconnaissance flights out there yesterday evening, and this morning we've got another one going out there. We've had several activities, resupply we're putting in place this morning to provide the community with their perishables. We're looking at delivering mail and the newspaper into that community, at Bajirabong in particular, so that we can keep as normal an activity as we possibly can. There are several people employed in Forbes and school students that go to school in Forbes. We've arranged to airlift them into Forbes this morning. What we'll do is, if they're still isolated from the community on Friday, we'll facilitate their return to their homes for the weekend. So it's just a matter of working with everybody where we possibly can to make sure that things are as normal as they could possibly be.
Have you had any contact with livestock producers, Bob?
Not necessarily livestock producers. We've had property owners that have had livestock isolated or stranded. We refer those on to the Department of Primary Industries, and they have got their own resources available. If they require support from us, again, they will come and ask us, and it goes to that relationship that's being built up outside the emergency event.
And are you thinking as far ahead as Lake Cajeligo and what might happen there?
Yes. Our planning concentration, the preparation comes from the base planning. Our planning officer is down in Yuabalong this morning, going into Lake Cajeligo to a community meeting down there, and then into Murrin Bridge, a community down there, to have a look at the preparations to make sure that the community is aware of what's happening. We've asked for a resource, an Indigenous liaison officer, to come in and give us some support in the community down there as well. So all that we can cover off, it's all done through communications and consultation with those communities. It isn't a matter that we come in and say this is the way it's going to be. It's all about that consultation. So
yeah, and when do you expect to see the waters down there?
About the 20th is Yuabalong, and then a day or so past that for Lake Cajeligo and Murrin Bridge.
Okay, thank you. And just lastly, I heard you mention in the news that properties in Condobolin CBD itself should be safe.
That's right. Condobolin itself is actually built on the high side of the river. It's on the northern side of the river. Everything at risk is on the southern side of the river, with the exception of some low-lying areas down around the bottom of Lachlan Street. So the community will know the areas that I'm talking about. The council's put in a great effort there to build up a temporary levee, reinforced with sandbags and all that sort of stuff. Now, that was put in height when the prediction was 7.3 metres. So the prediction's been downgraded to 7.1, but the property protection is still in place for that higher level. So we're fairly confident that nothing will get in too much strife down there.
Good on you, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.